Your Ranch It Up Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Beefmaster's largest one-brand sale is here. Proudly brought to you by the fourth and fifth generations of the very family that founded the Beefmaster breed, ISA Beefmasters. Join the Lassiter family Saturday, October 4th at the Producer's Livestock Auction in San Angelo, Texas for the 64th annual ISA Beefmaster Bull Sale. Request a catalog, watch bull videos, and find all the sale details now at ranchchannel.com. ISA Beefmasters, where tradition meets performance at the largest one-brand Beefmaster Bull Sale.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300-plus top-quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
The Bureau of Land Management has started the process to rescind the Biden-era public lands rule. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council challenged the rule in a 2024 lawsuit because it violated the multi-use mandate and would have paved the way for the federal government to remove family ranching operations and other uses from these working lands. Multiple stakeholders voiced their concerns that this rule clearly violated the multi-use mandate under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act of 1976. NCBA and the Public Lands Council originally sued BLM over this rule in July of 2024 and were joined in this suit by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the American Exploration and Mining Association, the American Forest Resource Council, the American Petroleum Institute, the American Sheep Industry Association, the National Mining Association, the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, the Natrona County Farm and Ranch Bureau, the Western Energy Alliance, and the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation. September is proving to break cattle prices, and it's darned hard to keep up with all the data being reported. Dominating the national scene, Harriet Livestock in Harriet, South Dakota, sold five different groups of 10-weight steers that now rank among the top six highest 10-weight prices in U.S. history. Leading the charge were 174 head of 1,000 weight, actually 1,002-pound steers, bringing, y'all ready for this, 356.50. That's $3,572.13, and that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.